John chapter 4, talking about the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. And I'm going to touch the end of this, so I'm starting about halfway through. I trust you know the story. If you don't, you can go back and read from chapter 1 on. But we're going to start halfway through as Jesus asked for water, and there's this debate going. And Jesus is talking about spiritual water that he has available. And we'll take it up at chapter 4. Verse 13, Bible says, Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw this water." He told her, "Go. Call your husband and come back." And she says, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You're right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." I haven't got to the funny part yet, though. "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman," this is where I want to try and get to here today, "believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth." Two more verses. The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. And when he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Lord, we pray that you would come to this building this morning, Lord. That you would meet us here, Lord. That you would open our hearts and our minds to true worship. That we would find, Lord, answers to the challenges that beset us, Lord. That we could find victory, Lord, in all the chaos that surrounds us. Lord, I pray for each person here, Lord, as we are under attack, that we can grab onto you, that we can touch your heart, and that we can truly move into victory. In Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Well, there was a type of victory in our house on Thursday. It was a new phone for my wife. She has great angst for her old phone. And this is actually my phone, not her new phone, but I thought I would have something I could show you guys. And within a few moments of receiving that new phone, my daughter had already put her SIM chip in it, had already set it up for her account, and she was loving that phone. And she began to tell she got up the next morning, and she showed my wife her phone and showing her all the great things that that phone could do. I don't know if she was really explaining it, all the things that she could do for my wife, but for her. But anyway, it has a camera that would go either from the front or the back. I'm not as quick as I used to be, folks. It has Vine. How many of you guys know what Vine is? Come on, show me Vine. Hands up high, hands up high. Coach U, man, he's trendy. He knows about Vine. I got no clue what Vine is. I mean, this thing tweets. You can do Twitter. You can do Instagram. How many people know what Instagram is? You know, I do not even have a Facebook account. I feel bad. I feel bad. Have you seen my Facebook? Don't know how it works. You know, and Lisa realistically is looking at all this stuff, and she's saying, "I really just want a phone. I want to be able to talk to people on my phone in my house." Lisa and Leanne's going, "It does so much more. There's so much more available." We're in this series called Power in Prayer, and we are taking a look at what is available to you in the name of the Lord. Amen? At Jesus' name, right? The mountains crumble. The angels bow down. There is so much that is available to us. Last week, we started this series, and we talked about building a familiarity in prayer. And I asked you to put some more time in prayer. In fact, the last sheet of your handouts, you'll take a look. There's some questions about how much more time did you put in prayer this last week? And do you want to build your prayer life? I gave you something easy to pray for this week. Pray for me. I need it. I was praying for you. You know what? I prayed a bunch more, and I felt the change in my life as I walked you guys into the most holy place, and the Lord touched my heart. There's a lot of drama going around this place. You know, with all this prayer, you know, Bible says that we are under attack. As we walk to and fro through City Heights, that the devil is trying to destroy your life. You know what I'm talking about? That the devil is trying to destroy your children's lives. That the spouses of your children are under attack, that they would be destroyed before they ever come to meet your children. We need to pray. Amen? And so I believe that some of you were in prayer because there was a spiritual energy around this place. And there was stuff going on that needed to come out in the light. There was some stuff that needed to be exposed. Because when it's exposed, we can begin to take action. Amen? Because you ain't going to find a victory until you get in the battle, until you fight the fight. And there was all kinds of enemies around this place. And we didn't even know they were there. And so as they come bubbling out the cracks, we can find power from God. Amen. And we can find some victory. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Let's take a look at that. Finding power in prayer. Finding victory in prayer. Now we're going to skip around. We're going to start off in the Gospel of Mark, and we're going to be moving around some. Talking about praying on purpose. And as you take a look at what you are going to try to accomplish this week, I want you to have a purpose in your prayer. Your prayer to change your heart, to reach out and touch the heart of God. Talk about this man who has a problem with his son. Mark chapter 9, verses 25 through 29. When Jesus saw that the crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. Again, set up, we're going to talk about this guy a little bit more in second point, but this boy is being possessed by this demon. And the man comes to Jesus to cast out the demon, and this is the process of the demon being cast out. He says, he rebuked the evil spirit. He says, "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you to come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said, "He's dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up. And after Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied. He replied, "This kind can comes out only by prayer." Prayer equips the believer. These disciples had been approached by this man. These disciples had been sent out by Jesus two by two to heal the sick and to cast out demons. They had gone throughout the countryside doing God's work, proclaiming his glory, and finding great success. And as this guy came back, I got to think they're thinking, "Hey, let's just get busy on this demon." They came back amazed at what they were able to accomplish. And they were puzzled by the fact that they could not cast out this demon. How come we couldn't do it? This one takes prayer. It is as if they came back from the countryside, from driving out all these demons, and they were unarmed. They were ill-equipped to deal with this demon. And there are situations that each of us face, that each of us walk through, that we are totally ill-equipped to deal with if we are not in prayer. Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, talks about our struggle. He says, your struggle, your main struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's not against somebody like Angelo that you can just grab onto. He says that our struggle is against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. You have these enemies arrayed against you. You want to try and get right. There are those who are going to try and whisper in your ear and say, you don't want to get right. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody try and get right in your life and you just got that thing whispering in your ear, climbing on your back? There are spiritual forces arrayed against you for your destruction. And when you fail and when you stumble, they celebrate. The disciples were failing. The disciples were stumbling. But Jesus wasn't stumbling. Amen? Amen? Jesus was in prayer. Jesus had no problem casting out this demon. Rebuked him. Get out of here. And he left. As we pray, we avail ourselves of the same spiritual aid that Jesus availed himself of as he walked this earth. If you are being beat down day in and day out, and I'm telling you, we do the food distribution, and there are some folks rolling in there that are beat down day in and day out. Amen? Amen. There is spiritual victory that is available to us through the power of prayer. As you become familiar with the presence of God, as you become familiar with prayer, you're going to get that bold prayer to be able to step out and find victory in your challenges. Doesn't that sound better than loss? Amen. Doesn't that sound better than getting beat down by something you can't even see? Jesus could handle this demon because he prayed. And we can find victory when we pray. Amen? Amen. All right, let's keep reading. Going to John chapter 14. Verses 12 through 14 says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. And we just see a picture of him driving this demon out of this little boy. How many of you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? If you have faith in him, you can do that as well. It's like, wow, that seems a little mystical to me. Seems a little hooky spooky. Well, hey, you know what? We have got some enemies all around us that we need to begin to push back. He says, I'll tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And we can do greater things than he did. Why? Because he says, I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. You doing something there, Richard? Oh, there we go. Effective prayer brings glory to God. Jesus moved freely in the spiritual realm. Ran into demons and handled it. Matthew chapter 8, verse 29. Jesus walking along, there's some demons, a guy possessed by demons, and they say, Jesus, Son of God, have you come here to torture us before the appointed time? There is no doubt who wins. The only doubt is how much you're going to be messed with before the end comes. Amen? And so as we avail ourselves of the same spiritual power that Jesus would give us, that Jesus walked this earth with, as the Holy Spirit came upon him, the Holy Spirit come on you, and you can find that victory in the challenges that you have. Amen. What does it take? Bring glory to God. My question for you is, what challenge do you have that God can gain glory from? How can your situation, I tell you what, I was mired in drug use for till I was 30 years old. I finally got to that point, said, Lord, you can have my life. I have destroyed it. And he said, I can get some glory in that. How can God be gloried in your current situation, in your challenge? How can you turn over your struggle to God and say, Lord, I'm going to give you all the glory for this victory. Lord, line up on me. Lord, I will line up on you. Jesus had one goal in mind. Bring glory to his Father. What is your goal? What is your desire? Because as you line up on the Lord, all power in heaven and on earth is available to you. If you will grab on to God's plan, if you would bring God glory in your situation, you become nearly invincible. Why? Promise of Jesus. I'll do anything you ask. How many think that's a pretty good promise? Amen. How many of you grabbed onto that last week? How many of you took the massive situation that is just oppressing you and said, all power on earth, Lord, I am calling that due. Lord, I will take that power. I want to give you glory in my life. I want to find that victory. Because Jesus says, ask me anything. I am right there. It is a difficult concept to master or to grasp. Joe is working on this 63 old Super 88. And he is out of school, so he has more time to do that. And on Thursday night, he said, Dad, I'm out of hardener for the fiberglass. Hey, run right down to the store, get him some hardener for fiberglass. Friday morning, Dad, I'm out of Bondo. Got to get some Bondo. Let's get the Bondo. Dad, out of sandpaper. Need to get some more sandpaper for the sandwich. Pastor Dave and I, man, we're making a run to get that stuff. Why? Because Joe and I are partners on that car. And whatever Joe needs to work on that car, Joe's going to get. Does that make sense? Amen. Right? And so as we become partners with God, bringing him glory down here, we can ask for anything. And Jesus will grant it with the one proviso. You're going to bring glory to my Father? I'll do anything in you. That's a good promise. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's keep going. Prayer changes things. Prayer changed things for that boy. We're going to rewind, and this is the lead up to Jesus casting out that demon. Mark chapter 9, verses 21 to 24. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, he says, take pity on us and help us. If you can, says Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Jesus is not holding anything back, amen? No. Jesus is not worried about casting out this demon, amen? He says, everything is possible for him who believes. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. He says, effective prayer is bold. Now, if you get a picture of this guy had come to the disciples and asked them to drive the demon out of, asked them to drive the demon out of, asked them to drive the